just to repeat again, the winner to the divine mercy is that on the Good Friday, no? So that this is which this is the winner to the divine mercy. So we, which Jesus instructed me to write down and make before the Feast of Mercy. It begins on Good Friday. Jesus says, I decide that during these 9 days, you bring souls to the font of my mercy, that they may draw therefrom strength and refreshment and whatever graces they need in the hardship of life and especially in the hour of death. On each day, you will bring to my heart a different group of souls, and you will immerse them in this ocean of mercy. And I will bring all these souls into the house of my Father. You will do this in this life, in the next. So today, Sister Faustina is helping us to do this, the winner. I will deny nothing to any souls whom you will bring to the font of my mercy. On each day, you will beg my Father on the strength of my bitter passion for graces for these souls. I answered, Jesus, I do not know how to make this novena or which souls to bring first into your most compassionate heart. Jesus replied that he would tell me which souls to bring each day into his heart. First day, today, bring to me all mankind, especially all sinners, and immerse them in the ocean of my mercy. In this way, you will console me in the bitter grief into which the loss of souls plunges me. That's her prayer. Most merciful Jesus, whose very nature it is to have compassion on us and to forgive us, do not look upon our sins, but upon the trust which we place in your infinite goodness. Receive us all into the abode of your most compassionate heart, and never let us escape from it. We beg this of you by your love, which unites you to the Father and the Holy Spirit. O omnipotence of divine mercy, salvation of sinful people, you are a sea of mercy and compassion. You aid those who entreat you with humanity. Eternal Father, turn your merciful gaze upon all mankind, and especially upon poor sinners, all enfolded in the most compassionate heart of Jesus. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, show us your mercy, that we may praise the omnipotence of your mercy forever and ever. Amen. Second day. Today, bring to me the souls of priests and religious. First class sinners, it seems a second class sinners. Today, bring to me the souls of priests and religious and immerse them in my unfathomable mercy. It was they who gave me the strength to endure my bitter passion. Through them, as through channels, my mercy flows out upon mankind. I would say a different way. They are the channel of the grace of God. Most merciful Jesus, from whom comes all that is good, increase your grace in us, that we may perform worthy works of mercy, and that all who see us may glorify the Father of mercy who is in heaven. The fountain of God's love dwells in pure hearts, bathed in the sea of mercy, radiant the stars, bright as the dawn. Eternal Father, turn your merciful gaze upon the company of your chosen ones in the vineyard, upon the souls of priests and religious, and adore them with the strength of your blessing. For above, for the love of the heart of your Son, in which they are unfolded, impart to them your power and light, that they may be able to guide others in the way of salvation, and with one voice sing praise to your boundless mercy for ages without end. Amen. Third day, today, bring to me a devout, all devout and faithful souls, and immerse them in the ocean of my mercy. These souls brought me consolation on the way of the cross. They were that drop of consolation in the midst of an ocean of bitterness. So, your faithfulness, your desire to follow Jesus, give Jesus consolation. Most merciful Jesus, from the treasury of your mercy, you impart your graces in great abundance to each and all. Receive us into the boat of the most compassionate heart, and never let us escape from it. We beg this of you by that most wondrous love for the Heavenly Father, with which your heart burns so fiercely. The miracles of mercy are impenetrable. Neither the sinner nor just one will fathom them. When you cast upon us an eye of pity, you draw us all closer to your love. Eternal Father, turn your merciful gaze upon faithful souls as upon the inheritance of your Son. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, grant them all blessing and surround them with your constant protection, thus they may never fail in love or lose the treasure of the holy faith, but rather with the hosts of angels and saints may they glorify your boundless mercy for endless ages. Amen. Fourth day, today, bring to me the pagans and those who do not yet know me. I was thinking also of them during my bitter passion, and their future zeal comforted my heart. Immerse them in the ocean of my mercy. So they were pagans. It seemed Jesus had heart that one day they will convert and bring consolation to him. So we have to work for Jesus. Most compassionate Jesus, you are the light of the whole world. Receive into the boats of the most compassionate heart the souls of pagans who as yet do not know you. Let the rays of your grace enlighten them that they too, together with us, may extol your wonderful mercy. And do not let them escape from the boat which is your most compassionate heart. May the light of your love enlighten the souls in darkness. Grant that these souls will know you, and together with us, praise your mercy. Eternal Father, turn your merciful gaze upon the souls of pagans and of those who as yet do not know you, but who are enclosed in the most compassionate heart of Jesus. Draw them to the light of the gospel. These souls do not know what great happiness it is to love you. Grant that they too may extol the generosity of your mercy for endless ages. Amen. Fifth day. Today, bring to me the souls of heretics and schismatics, and immerse them in the ocean of my mercy. Those teaching wrong teachings, they are the heretics. During my bitter passion, they tore at my body and heart, that is my church. As they returned to unity of the church, my wounds healed. In this way, they elevate my passion with still separation, so there is hurt. So even before, between Christian churches, this kind of separation still is pain for Jesus. Until one day, all church become one church. Most merciful Jesus, goodness itself, you do not refuse light to those who seek it of you. Receive into the boat of a most compassionate heart the souls of heretics and his schematics. Draw them by your light into the unity of the church, and do not let them escape from the abode of the most compassionate heart, but bring it about that they too come to adore the generosity of your mercy. Even for those who have torn the garment of the unity, a font of mercy flows from your heart. The omnipotence of the mercy of God can lead these souls also out of error. Eternal Father, turn your merciful gaze upon the souls of heretics and schismatics who have squandered your blessings and misused your graces by obstinately persisting in the errors. Do not look upon their errors, but upon the love of your own Son and upon his bitter passion, which he underwent for their sake. Since they too are enclosed in the most compassionate heart of Jesus, bring it about that they also may glorify your great mercy for endless ages. Amen. Sixth day. Today, bring to me the meek and humble souls and the souls of little children, and immerse them in my mercy. These souls most closely resembled my heart. They strengthened me during my bitter agony. I saw them as earthly angels who would keep vigil at my altars. I poured out upon them whole torrents of grace. Only the humble soul is able to receive my grace. I favor humble souls with my confidence, especially people staying over life for adoration. Jesus appreciate. Most merciful Jesus, you yourself have said, learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart. Receive into the boat of your most compassionate heart all meek and humble souls and the souls of little children. These souls send all heaven into ecstasy, and they are the Heavenly Father's favorites. They are a sweet-smelling bouquet before the throne of God. God himself takes delight in their fragrance. These souls have a permanent abode in the most compassionate heart of Jesus, and they unceasingly sing out a hymn of love and mercy. A truly gentle and humble soul, already here on earth, the air of paradise breathes, and in the fragrance of her humble heart, the Creator himself delights. Eternal Father, turn your merciful gaze upon meek and humble souls, and upon souls of little children who are unfolded in the abode which is your most compassionate heart of Jesus. These souls bear the closest resemblance of your Son. Their frequency rises from the earth and reaches your very throne. Father, mercy and all goodness, I beg you by the love you bear these souls and by the delight you take in them, bless the whole world, that all souls together may sing out the praises of your mercy for endless ages. Amen. Seventh day. Today, bring to me souls who especially venerate and glorify my mercy, and immerse them in my mercy. These souls sorrowed most over my passion and entered most deeply into my spirit. They are living images of my compassionate heart. These souls will shine with special brightness in the next night. Not only of them will go into the fire of hell. I shall particularly defend each one of them at the hour of death. So to prepare our death, so look at the images of divine mercy and ask this special grace that we always be faithful. And Jesus faithful. Even at the hour of death, is mostly there's all the temptations, mistrust, doubts, anger, all these things can come out the last moment of our life. But Jesus will save us. Most merciful Jesus, whose heart is love itself, receive into the boats of the most compassionate heart the souls of those who particularly extol and venerate the greatness of your mercy. These souls are mighty with the very power of God Himself. In the midst of all afflictions and adversities, they go forward, confident of your mercy. These souls are united to Jesus and carry all mankind on their shoulders. These souls will not be judged severely, but your mercy will embrace them as they depart from this life. So he praises the goodness of her now, O Lord, is especially loved by him. She is always close to the living fountain and draws graces for merciful, for mercy divine. Eternal Father, turn your merciful gaze upon the souls who glorify and venerate your greatness attribute, that of your faithfulness, mercy, and who are enclosed in the most compassionate heart of Jesus. These souls are living gospel. Their hands are full of deeds of mercy, and the spirit, overflowing with joy, sings a canticle of mercy to you. O Most High, I beg you, O God, show them your mercy according to the hope and trust they have placed in you. Let there be accomplished in them the promise of Jesus, who said to them, I myself will defend as my own glory during their lifetime, and especially at the hour of their death, those souls who will venerate my faithfulness, mercy. Next day. Today bring to me the souls who are in the prison of purgatory, and immerse them in the abyss of my mercy. Let the torrents of my blood cool down their scorching flames. All these souls are greatly loved by me. They are mankind. They are making retribution to my justice. It is in your power to bring them relief. Draw all the indulgences from the treasury of my church and offer them on their behalf. Oh, if you only knew the torments they suffer, you would continue to offer for them the alms of spirit and pay off the debt to my justice. So in purgatory, many people say, oh, purgatory is good enough, only not to go to hell. But purgatory is the same pain as the hell. Only hell is forever, but purgatory can't support. On earth, you could. You know, this kind of image of fires, you know, heat, you can imagine. When you're born in love and without love, well, this is kind of theory, you know. When people should love you and that doesn't love you, you will hurt. You see, on earth, we experience the same thing. So many people cry days and nights because someone, you know, go away. That's so much so in purgatory. Supposed to be to have love, and there's no love. Imagine. Most merciful Jesus, you yourself have said that you desire mercy. So I bring you into the boat of your most compassionate heart the souls of purgatory, souls who are very dear to you, and yet who must make retribution to your justice. May the streams of blood and water which gusts forth from your heart put out the flames of the purifying fire, that in that place too the power of your mercy may be praised. From the terrible heat of the cleansing fire rises a plant to your mercy, and they receive comfort, refreshment, relief in streams of mingled blood and water. Eternal Father, turn your merciful gaze upon the souls suffering in purgatory, who are enfolded in the most compassionate heart of Jesus. I beg you, by the sorrowful passion of Jesus, your Son, and by all the bitterness with which his most secret soul was flooded, manifest your mercy to the souls who are under your just scrutiny. Look upon them into no other way than through the what wounds of Jesus, your dearly beloved Son. For we firmly believe that there is no limit to your goodness and compassion. Ninth day, today, bring to me souls who have become lukewarm and immerse them into the peace of my mercy. These souls wound my heart most painfully, lukewarm, not quick sinners, but Jesus most. Because they proclaim they are faithful, but half-hearted, half and half. God is pure. He does not mix with other things. Purity of intention, purity of love, and that's what Jesus expects from us. And that's all these messages is giving us, is just purity of intention. Of course, we can do today imperfection, but at least you have to beg the grace. You have to learn. You have to say sorry. You have to go ahead, but stay there. Become stale. That's what hurt Jesus most. You proclaim to yourself, I love you, but you don't love. But then the sinners, they don't, I don't love. At least, take for granted. But Jesus hurt Jesus most. My soul suffered the most dreadful losing in the Garden of Olives because of the lukewarm souls. This was so painful, being sweat with blood. This is not because the next day he will suffer under the cross, on the cross, neither the people scourging him, but the people say they are righteous, pure person, they are the one who love him most, and lead a lukewarm life. They were the reason I cried out, Father, take this cup away from me, if it be your will. So Jesus is crying for special grace for those lukewarm people. I think it touches all of us Christians. We proclaim to you are baptized. Then we say we are saved. That's a problem. Baptism is only the first step. But we don't go ahead. We just have our certificate in the church, baptism certificate. And we claim that we can go to the cemetery, you know, Catholic cemetery, but not necessarily go to heaven. So, for them, the last hope of salvation is to flee to my mercy. So go to Jesus. So people don't look at Jesus at all. They say, I'm okay. I'm good. As a pagan say, I'm good, why have to believe Jesus? The same. You say you believe in Jesus, but you don't look at Jesus. You don't share his life. You don't share his nights. You don't share his life. With hearts. You know, with light is... He's giving you... For example, Jesus, how many times when you receive Holy Communion, you just come and go. You never stay with the presence of the Lord in your heart. That's what Jesus most, you see. So I think receiving the Holy Communion is a lukewarm action. You would just come and go and then look around and thinking what, where to go the next hour, and what to write, and what to call, WhatsApp your friend. This is weird. No. Most compassionate Jesus, you are compassion itself. I bring lukewarm souls into the boat of your most merciful, compassionate heart. In this fire of your pure love, let these tepid souls, who like corpses, filled you with such deep loathing, be once again set aflame. O most compassionate Jesus, exercise the omnipotence of your mercy and draw them into the very ardor of your love and bestow upon them the gift of holy love. For for nothing is beyond your power. So much so for today. I think it's good enough. I know that you don't remember which 9 intentions. Just repeat the words. The first day for sinners. Second day for souls of priests and religious. Third day for all devout and faithful souls. Fourth day for pagans and for those who not yet know the Lord. Fifth day, the souls of heretics and schismatics. Sixth day, the meek and humble souls. Seventh day, souls who especially venerate and glorify His mercy. Those who follow the divine mercy. Eighth day, souls who are in the prison of purgatory. Ninth day, souls who have become lukewarm. So,